Women in Battle. One large step for American men, apparently. Not such a giant leap in world history. Demi Moore can produce goosebumps going toe-to-toe in the part war movie, part workout video, G.I. Jane.
Cortez finished ahead of me in group two, but he failed and I didn't. Why?
It's called gender norming, O'Neill. Standard procedure for all females in physical training.
We can laugh at the goofy Private Benjamin back in the 1980s.
I did join the army, but I joined a different army. I joined the one with the condos and the private rooms.
When this whole gender equality thing in the military was just an adorable American novelty. But the world is far ahead of America's notion of what is normal and what is appropriate in combat and elsewhere.
How can I save France? How can I lead the Dauphin to his coronation? I'm only a poor girl of the farms. I've never seen a king or an army.
That woman, Ingrid Bergman there, St. Joan, led the French to victory over the English army. She did not need a Secretary of Defense to give her a weapon and send her to the front lines. Down through history, many women, many victories. In some battles, the women hold both the passion of fighting for sons and daughters and the element of surprise, as their male counterparts often can't fathom defeat at the hands of a woman. There are many legendary female heroes. Boudica was a take-no-prisoners battlefield commander who confronted and defeated the Roman army in the first century. How about the Vietnamese Trang sisters, who for 3 years repelled the entire Chinese army that had occupied Vietnam for 1,000 years with just an army of Vietnamese women? They drowned themselves rather than be taken prisoner. Those Chinese could have used Phu Hao, who 1,000 years earlier led 13,000 troops into battle and was the military might of the Shang dynasty. And in the 1300s, Tamar of Georgia ruled her country and defeated Turkey in battles and every other empire on her borders. She annexed Armenia, founded an empire on the Black Sea, which today remains as a Turkish city, Trabzon. A sight better than, what's her name, Xena?
He said that Eve's cleansing gave me the power to kill gods.
It's interesting to think of gender roles in the military and America's particular history. Perhaps the greatest irony here, women who enter combat will experience an equality and parity in sharing responsibilities while they're fighting for a country, where they will only rarely find that parity in the civilian world. Quite something to die for, wouldn't you say? History marches on.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.